cowards.
I'm going to be Tim Henman's best man. What? I'm going to be Tim Henman's best man.
All right, Lewis. All right, Brian. I'm 90% certain I'm just going to throw in the towel and respray it. What?
I'm going to be Tim Henman's best man.
What?
Tim Henman's invited me to be his best man.
Okay, well, that's clearly bollocks for a start-off. What did you say, Lewis?
I haven't said anything yet. I think, shall we say, it's a little bit far-fetched.
Yeah, well, come on then, Brian, this will be good. Why you?
Mate, I thought you were going to be giving me a lift down the pit.
Yeah, I am. I'm just coming.
Oh, yeah, funny. Looks like you're standing around talking to the others.
Yeah, all right, Brian's been saying... Go on, say it, Brian.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound 100% right now. I think about it
right,
again.
Okay. He's been saying he's going to be Tim Henman's best man.
He doesn't even like tennis.
But he's disillusioned with the idea now.
It does sound a little bit far-fetched.
Far-fetched, isn't it, mate?
Cut my head off.
Guys!
Brian, mate, what makes you think you're going to be Henman's best man?
I got a text.
Show us the text,
Niven.
Then.
Brian, mate, what does the text say?
It's appalling, isn't it? Says to the number two, Brian, do you, with the letter, want to, again the number, be the letter, best man at my wedding? I mean, I was just down at the project centre with Mr. De Freitas, and it came through and I thought, well, yes, I would like to do that. That would be an honour. So,
this is getting a little bit too weird for me. I'm going to go down the garden centre.
No, Lewis, you're going to wait.
But the guy's clearly gone mad.
It's true, it might be that I've lost it a bit.
What? There!
But then again, why would he text me asking me to do that if he didn't want me to fulfil the role?
No, Brian, mate, it's probably not even from Henman, yeah? That's probably not Henman's number. It's right. Probably just someone winding you up.
Scully, would it be okay if I used the landline and phoned the number that I got the text message from and found out whether it was from Tim Henman or if it's a crank text?
Of course.
Just squeeze by?
Yes.
Henman's already married, isn't he? I mean... Scully, what do you make of all this, honestly?
Well, it's obviously very puzzling.
No, it's not very puzzling. The guy obviously has...
Lewis, if you don't want my bat across your neck again, you'll do well to shut your teeth.
Now, we were all equally sceptical when he was made John Grisham's best man.
Not too bad, this war.
Sorry?
Just saying, not too bad, this war.
No, very nice. Yeah. It's a goodie.
Yep. Yeah. My name's Carl.
Ah, Jeff Plum. Yeah. I think I saw you in the orientation in the hangar.
Yes, yes, I recognise your,
Fatigues?
Your face.
Oh, yes. My calling card.
Yes.
What do you do in the war?
I'm a relief worker.
Yes. Comic relief?
No. serious, distributing food and medicine and...
Presumably... a lot of heavy lifting, is it?
No. No, I mean, not for me. I've got AIDS, so I don't...
Just concentrate more on the admin. Cold calls.
I've got helpers. The locals... the locals lift. Very rude of me. Jeff, what do you do?
Oh, me, nothing, no.
You're a tourist?
But hardly here, no. I'm a lieutenant. For my sins, yeah.
Goodness, I mean, actual kind of fighting.
Yes, fair bit of combat, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you do it?
Nice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?